Catholics at a church in suburban Boston are in their second week of a round-the-clock prayer vigil. It's designed to prevent the Archdiocese of Boston from closing their parish. A sex abuse scandal in the diocese is just one of the reasons that church authorities want to save money. Yesterday, the parishioners asked a judge for a temporary injunction barring the Archdiocese from spending parish money or seizing any property. Monica Brady Meyeroff reports from WBUR in Boston.
St. Albert the Great in Weymouth is technically no longer a parish of the Archdiocese of Boston, but at a prayer service in the church yesterday, more than 200 people prayed for its reinstatement. Last week, St. Albert's beloved priest packed his bags, and the parish was officially dissolved by the archdiocese. But that hasn't stopped hundreds of parishioners from holding a prayer vigil 24/7, which is designed to keep the archdiocese from changing the locks. During yesterday's service, parishioners asked for divine help in court.
We pray today for a favorable decision at our court case against the Archdiocese of Boston. We pray to the Lord.
After the service, more than 150 people boarded buses bound for a Boston courthouse.
Good luck, honey. Good luck. You guys can do it.
The Archdiocese says it must close St. Albert's as part of a restructuring plan necessary because of declining mass attendance, a shortage of priests, and aging buildings. The clergy sexual abuse scandal exacerbated the Archdiocese's financial problems. Church officials say they chose St. Albert's because the town can't support five churches, and it doesn't have a school. But parishioners, such as 73-year-old Vincent O'Keefe, say his church is a vibrant, financially sound parish with high mass attendance.
This church does not owe 5 cents to anybody. It is in excellent condition, and everything here is in working order. This is not a church that's falling apart.
Parishioners have appealed the closing to the Vatican and filed a civil lawsuit alleging the archdiocese doesn't own church property. At yesterday's hearing, attorney Mary Ames asked a judge to stop the archdiocese from spending the more than $200,000 it took from the parish bank account and prohibit it from selling stained glass windows and other property. Ames argued the court must step in to resolve important questions.
Who owns the churches? Who owns the parish, the property, those items which are precious beyond any gold? We suggest to this court it is the parishioners.
Ames said state law created a unique form of nonprofit corporation for the archdiocese that makes it a trustee of parish property, not the owner. A lawyer for the Archdiocese of Boston, Wilson Rogers Jr., agreed that bank accounts and property did belong to St. Albert the Great. But last week, the archdiocese dissolved the parish.
Under church law, the parish no longer exists. And what happens to those assets is a matter of internal discipline of the church in accordance with a code of canon law.
The case is significant as the archdiocese plans to close or merge 82 parishes by the end of the year and sell assets worth millions of dollars. A spokesman for the archdiocese says it would rather not be in court because he says it's not good for Christians to be in court against each other. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerov in Boston.